Comments USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay there, gang, we've got the home folks hanging from the chandeliers tonight, packed in like a troop ship to see a galaxy of Hollywood stars answer your commands to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And outside of my humble role in getting your pet turkey on the air, we're going to run this command like the old sign over the powder room, women only. Yes, sir, no men, but everything it takes to give you a 14-carat dream. Frances Langford, Shirley Ross, Lena Horne, Connie Haynes, and the Metropolitan Opera star, Lotta Lehman. And coming around right in, lugging the kickoff song, Connie Haynes. What's the ditty you brought with you?
Well, Kenneth, it's a tune from a picture I'm working in. It's called Gee, I Love My G.I. Guy.
Well, that's most appropriate on this lot, Connie. You can go right ahead and sing anytime.
Oh, Ken, look!
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, brother! Look what the cat dragged in. Oh, no, it's really nothing at all, gang. Just Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and Frank Sinatra. Oh, come right in, fellas. What brings you here? A party somewhere and you followed the wrong court?
Well,
come
don't
on,
mind
what's
us.
The big idea?
Don't mind us, Carpenter. Flabby and No-Blood here wanted to, We wanted to case the show. We just dropped in. We're ad-libbing the town, doing Brittingham's, you know, here.
Yeah, Carpenter, how does a guy get a seat for this clam bake anyway?
All right, that's enough out of you guys.
Kenneth?
Yes, master.
Old Highhorn, the voice, and I, we tried to do a one-eyed Connolly at the front door, but the joint was really stacked.
Yeah.
Strictly SRO. Could you put us up for the night, Dad?
Frankie, who is the cute little tomato on my left?
Connie Haynes, Bob. Hiya, Constance.
Hi, Frankie.
Now, cut that out. Now, Connie, this is Command Performance. We're on the air. Or are we? I don't know.
All we want, Kenneth, is just a place to park the hips, the happy hips, for a minute. After all, we'd like to enjoy a good, clean Command Performance now and then ourselves.
Well, okay. The three of you make tracks for that sofa over there with the piano.
Over on the love seat.
Yeah, we're way off in our timing already. We got to get going.
Come on, fellas.
And mind you, no wisecracks during the show either, or we'll toss you right out in your
come
big
on,
fat commercials.
Come on, fellas.
Let's sit down. We can always go to NBC if you're going to get the...
You'll find that sofa will hold two men comfortably.
I really didn't mind the interruption.
Did you eat tonight? I can't.
Quiet, fellow.
I'm sorry.
Gee, I think he's wonderful. Isn't he marvelous? Gosh, he's simply divine.
Who?
That Mr. Crosby. The boy was in a uniform. The girl was there by choice. He raised her chin. She raised her eyes. And then she raised her voice. Gee, I love my G.I. guy. My guy loves me. No one loves like he and I. My G.I. guy and me. The nicest wish I wish you is for you to meet another guy like my government issue. Oh, gee, I love my G.I. guy. My G.I. guy loves me. G.I. love my G.I. guy. My G.I. guy loves me. No one loves. Me.
Connie Haynes. Thanks a lot. Well, fellas, next a quick hello to 948 and JoJo, Teacher's Pet, Gear Happy, and Watermelon Joe.
Hiya, Watermelon.
Oh. Quiet, Harvey. Regards to that Air Wing gang in Hut 111, including Gabby Gibbs, Bulldog Bullstrode, Fat Boy Griffin, Hillbilly Burgess, Pretty Boy Cecil, Greasy Robinson, and Sand Crab Lou.
All Crosby fans, no doubt.
Hmm. All right, Frankie. Now, look, you three characters got in free, didn't you? I gave you seats on the stage. I'll only have to speak to you again. Fellas, I was about to mention Lena Horne. Whenever we open the command
box, we want Lena.
All right. I don't blame you at that. Here she is, gang. Lena Horne. Hey! Well, Lena, I'll go chloroform Hope and Crosby and hit Sinatra with a marshmallow. You go ahead and say hello and knock the guys, too.
Thank you. Greetings to Don Hedberg and Jimmy Ballard, 464. Joe Shedeker and those 22 of you at 230. And to Team 7 at 777. And to the gang at Navy 103. That's Mother Marsh, Pop McPherson, Muscle Cimino, Sad Sack Elry, Carmichael, Two Drink Hansel, and Roger the Larger. And for all of you whose names we can't squeeze in tonight, here's a tune so many of you like. Good for Nothing Joe. It's gonna rain any minute. There's not a star in sight. Things are mighty slow. I guess I'll close up shop and go home to Joe. I know he won't be glad to see me without a penny to the good. But I'm not caring much what happened. I did the best I for nothing, Joe. But I love him so. Guess I'd die if good for nothing, Joe, ever tried to leave me flat. Oh, yes, I'm certain of that. Folks, I know. Understand why I must have that man. Lord, he thrills me like nobody can. Ain't a woman just like that.
Thanks. you are good boys to remain quiet during Lena's number. And now, command performance is happy to present the girl who...
Fine lad, the carpenter, don't you think?
Yes, he is. Yes, he makes a fine interlocutor, don't you think?
Yeah,
so
smooth and courteous.
You know, I was thinking, I must audition that boy for my cheese program. Say, Bing, don't you think of anything else besides cheese?
Frankie, please don't knock any sponsor's product. Don't forget, where would I be without toothpaste?
Where would I be without cheese? And where would I be without vitamins?
Are you kidding?
Get that net down there quick. They're at it again. I was about to say, fellas, command performance is happy to present the girl who starred in the picture, the big broadcast of 1938 and introduced that song, Thanks for the Memory.
What's this? What's her knife?
Shirley Ross, that's her name.
Well, what did she do?
She was just the finest girl. She was just the finest girl. She was a fine girl.
Who was?
The girl in the picture.
Well, what's her name? What's her name?
Shirley Ross.
What did she do?
Now, look, fellas, there's a nice tall Mickey Finn for each one of you, and we'll flame and well show you what she did. Man, here's Shelley Ross.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and hello, fellas. Love to Jack the Old Sarge Seabury at 251, Private Thad LaBouffe at 863, and you 25 engineers and the Engine Newspaper at 980. And Bing and Frank, please get a half Nelson on Hope while I sing Thanks for the Memory. He runs out on stage whenever he hears this song, you know.
He's got his scrapbook out now. It'll be all right.
My friend Johnny Mercer wrote a new set of lyrics for it. So here's our GI version of Thanks for the Memory. Major?
Memory of all those bleacher sounds up at the polo ground when Mr. Joe DiMaggio had pulled one out of bounds. Oh, how lovely it was. And here comes a memory of supper on the farm.
Come and get it.
The kitchen where it's warm, when out of doors the sycamores are whistling up a storm. Oh, how lovely it was. The whistles of boats in the harbor. The clippers is used by your barber. The music of genial Jan Garber. They're all yours, boys. And say, your favorite noise. That ain't sarsaparilla, fellas. And here comes a memory of Grandma on the stoop and Grandpa eating soup. City-wise, the taxis in the loop. Oh, how lovely it was. Frogs making noise in the thicket. That kick off the minute they kick it. The lady who sells you your ticket. And on the screen, you know who we mean.
I am what I am, and that's all I am, so shut up. Boop, boop.
of all the things you do, we're keeping them for you. And Old Times Square will still be there when all of this is through. Awfully glad we've got you. Cheerio and toodaloo. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Shirley Ross. Thanks very much.
Yes, Carpenter, I can truthfully say... That's the first time I've ever enjoyed Thanks for the Memory.
Don't worry about Bing, Robert. He ain't hep to the long-haired style that you and I go in for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what would he know about hair, anyway?
By the way, Cheesy, how about the classical department tonight? Any grand opera in the net?
Well, Hips, not exactly grand opera. But the Metropolitan Opera star, Lotta Lehmann, is going to have a little session with Brahms.
Brahms.
Oh, pardon me while I get my spats.
How I love Brahms. Gets me his music.
Yeah, listen to Sinatra's father. Listen to this. Claiming he knows Brahms. Dad's really getting to be a social climber, ain't he?
Of course.
Bing, what do you know about classical music?
I've got it in my blood, Hope.
Me too. I got it in my blood too, hey.
Quiet. Wait till you get blood. Quiet.
Crosby,
I'll bet you don't even know one classical selection.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's one. It's over your head, no doubt, being ultra-modern and all that, but it goes like this. Climb in, which you recognize anything.
Natch.
If I had my way, dear, forever there'd be...
Make Frankie
stand out. A garden of roses for you.
That's enough. We have to pump him up. That's enough.
Now, gentlemen, later perhaps, remember you are guests of command performance and not participants.
Yes, we don't like the seats. We've been looking at spines so far. Turn them around.
Now, please do not inconvenience the stars. I'll thank you to permit the program to continue.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good.
A gentleman of the AEF, sending you the beautiful Brahms lullaby, a command performance for the Metropolitan Opera star, Lotta Lehmann.
Through all time.
out a layman.
Yeah, I guess that ought to hold Crosby and Sinatra for a while. How about that, too young and too old? That's real music, isn't it, huh?
Say, he's right, Bing. Yeah, I guess he's right, Frank. There's only one thing that could ever top that.
If I had my way, dear, forever.
Oh, no. Gentlemen, please.
Boy, he's cracking up here. Boy.
For the third and last time, I must call your attention to our little sign that reads,
Quiet, please. That boy's acting more like a top sergeant every day, isn't he?
Bing, doesn't Carpenter sort of depend on you for a living?
I'm thinking of speaking to
him. Well, now, just a minute, Bing Z. Mm-hmm. I was shouting at Hope and Sinatra. You know I wouldn't offend you.
Yes, perish forbid.
Yes. We simply must get on with this program.
We want Langford, we want Hall.
Okay, here's our favorite gal, gang.
Mrs. Langford.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter and the Three Stooges.
Who writes this?
Hello out there and love to 726. Breach the Propolis non-com, Barker the Pointster and the whole gang. Ditto to APO5 and Sam and Pat, the great lovers. My best to 980 and Hypo Rags, Big Tom Melanofsky, Sarge 7-Eleven Henderson, Duck Feet Crevis, Budweiser Chester, and Butterball Norton. My little offering tonight, fellas, is also a sincere wish for all of you from all of us over here.
If I had my way.
Just a moment. I'd like to make an announcement. Well, at the very opening of this command performance, Hope, Crosby, and Sinatra couldn't find seats in the audience, so we parked them over by the piano. And during the program, they've made several unsuccessful attempts to sing If I Had My Way. Kidding aside, they were only trying to answer a do-or-die appeal from the Sparkers and Bunts of Number 8 Mess and the Skates of 16 Mess over in England. So let them sing it, shall we? Take over, you guys.
You sing the baritone, and say, fellas, actually, the thing should not be sung as a trio, eh?
No, it's really a quartet.
And we haven't got a tenor. Brother, we're stuck.
Say nothing of the audience.
Boys, couldn't we get a tenor?
Well, there's only one tenor in the country who can sing it with us.
Only one tenor?
Only one tenor.
Only one tenor?
Only one tenor. Jerry Cook!
Who's got the lead here? Me?
If I had my way, dear, forever there'd be a garden of roses for you and for me.
They make a living this way, too, you know.
A thousand and one things. Here I would do.
We may be chased right down Vine Street for this.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
Keep moving. We're quite a target.
Two beers.
If I had my way, you'd never.
More sounding like Merzigo.
And sunshine I bring every day.
Well, I'm okay. I'm okay. I happen to know I've had that note for years. Oh, no. It's a plot. They're going to drop something. I wouldn't do it, but I happen to know the man from McDonald's Drive-In is out there.
You would rain.
Thank you. I have relatives everywhere.
You would reign all alone like a queen on
a throne. Just a second, I'm in there trying to get a bop, and what do? You smear it. Let's get in, kids. We're building the egg here. Let's knock it.
Like a queen on a throne.
Big finish, and we exit to the right.
Start
running now.
Way.
That's all. Cut.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.